Here with what it says in the papers is Lisa Pereira.
There's a jarring photograph on the front of the Irish Times of a destroyed neighbourhood in Gaza, below a headline saying Israel is committed to the ceasefire. Mark Weiss in Jerusalem reports that the IDF killed more than 100 people yesterday, including 46 children. The strikes were triggered by the death of an Israeli soldier and a delay in the return of Israeli hostages' bodies. The IDF said the dead included 30 terrorist commanders. A sharp increase in the diagnosis of breast cancer in women aged 20 to 46 is covered in several papers today. Figures showing a 26% increase in less than a decade have prompted the Mary Keating Foundation to launch a new awareness campaign. Niamh Griffin in the Irish Examiner speaks to one of those women, Kira Foskin, who's a mother, a sea swimmer and a poet. She's also a breast cancer survivor, having received her diagnosis in February of last year when she was aged only 46. "I don't trust my body anymore," she said. Breast check mammograms start from the age of 50, but the Mary Keating Foundation is urging younger women to self-check for the disease. 3 in 4 still to revalue homes before property tax deadline. That's the headline on the front of the Irish Independent. Charlie Weston writes that the clock is ticking for more than 1.5 million households which have yet to file a return to revenue. It's 4 years since owners had to value their homes for the purposes of property tax, and there's been a surge in property prices since then, writes Weston. Groped as they were trying to save lives. That's the headline on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. In what the paper calls a secret report, female paramedics in the National Ambulance Service in the northeast of the country complained of incidents ranging from inappropriate comments to groping and sexual assault from both patients and colleagues. The survey was completed by 86% of female paramedics, with half saying that they'd been affected. A photograph of DJ Carey stares out at us from the cover of the Irish Sun. The former Kilkenny hurler failed to turn up in court for sentencing yesterday. The 54-year-old, with an address at Newtown Maynooth, has admitted to 10 counts of dishonestly inducing people to pay him money after he falsely claimed to have cancer. His defence barrister told Dublin City Criminal Court that he couldn't attend his sentencing hearing because he was in Portiuncula Hospital waiting for a bed. The Irish Farmers Journal wonders if the fallout from the presidential election will affect the agricultural sector. In its column, The Dealer, a question is asked, would a change of Fianna Fáil party leader in Taoiseach matter much to farming? While not specifically answering the question, the paper points out that Mr. Martin's only identifiable successor, Jim O'Callaghan, has had very little formal engagement with the farming community and represents perhaps the most affluent urban constituency in the country. Issues like ANC payments and Mercosur wouldn't come up too often amongst his Dublin-based South constituents.